Today's share in the Dershow Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph, Omud Aleph. And we are in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're beginning Simin Shin Yud Zayin. We finished off talking about trapping animals on Shabbos, and now we're going to be talking in this Simin about Dinei Kishira V'Aniva B'Shabbos, tying and untying knots on Shabbos. A very important subject, and the Mishnah Berurah has a Hakdama, an introduction to this. And it begins in the Mishnah Berurah. B'Gemara, Amrinan D'yesh Kan Shalosh Chalukos. The Gemara has three distinctions in types of knots on Shabbos. We'll see. One, Echot Chayiv Chatos, one for which you're Chayiv a Issa Daraisa for transgressing by accident, you'd bring a carbon Chatos. The Echot Potter Avalosser, another type of knot tying on Shabbos is not forbidden from the Torah, but the rabbis forbade it, and that's Potter Avalosser. The third category is ve'echod mutu l'chatrila. Third category are those types of knots that a person is permitted l'chatrila to tie on Shabbos. If you'd ask a Rav, the Rav would say, yes, you can tie this. So again, three categories, issa d'oraisa, issa d'rabbanan, and heter gomer, perfectly permissible. Now, the Mishnah Berurah continues and explains, ulushitas harif v'harambam. The Mechaber paskins over here like the sheet of the Rif and the Rambam. The sosam kovasayu, that he holds the plain halacha is just like the Rif and the Rambam. Dina hachi, these are the rules. Dim hu kasher shel kayama, if it is a knot that's a permanent knot, it's knotted over here for the purposes of lasting. Kegon, shedarko shiyeh kach liolim, it's made to last forever this way. Dahainu sheino kotzev zman bedaito latiro, he doesn't tie it for a set period of time, even for a long period of time, and then says, I will untie it, or it will be untied after that. But it's essentially being knotted forever. Who kasher sha'asui l'hiskayim tamid, and it's a type of a knot that will last forever. Who gamkein ma'isuman, and also it's a professional knot. It's a knot that professionals or artisans or people that deal with knots, they use such a type of a knot. So if all of these characteristics are met, then if you do that on Shabbos, you're chayiv chatos. By accident, if you did this on Shabbos, you'd be chayiv chatos. And these halachas will be explained v'nisbar l'kaman b'sof hasif b'hago mahu ma'isuman. Later on in this sif, we will go and explain what is the difference or what exactly is a ma'isa uman versus a ma'isa hedyot, a person who's a professional tying a knot versus somebody who just ties a knot. He's not a professional at it. Now, that's what the Mechaber brings down stam over here in the name of the Rif and the Rambam. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Vim hu kesher shel kayama ve'eino ma'isa uman, if it's the type of knot that's for permanent usage, it's not going to be untied, but it's not the type of knot that a professional makes. Anybody can make this type of a knot. So you have one of the two. It's a permanent knot, but it's not done by a professional. Or it's the other way around. Ma'isa uman, it's done by a professional. However, ve'eino kesher shel kayama, it's not supposed to last forever. So if a person does this type of knot with either one of these two, but not both of these characteristics, then this is an issa d'rabbanan, pater avol aser. And the third category, ain't a ma'isa umad at all. It's not done by professional, and it's not supposed to last. Ain't no kasher shukayama. So according to this opinion, mutar l'chatchila. That's the type of knot that one can l'chatchila go and tie on Shabbos. That's the opinion of the Mechaber brought down based upon the Rif and the Rambam. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Das Rashi v'Rosh Ushari poskim. The opinion of Rashi and the Rosh and the other poskim is the lo toli klal be'etzem hakeshet m'humaisa uman. The fact that it is or it isn't a professional knot is irrelevant to this halacha. Ella, what is the ikar thing? The ikar achilaku, the essential distinction is d'hu kesher shel kayama, any permanent knot, a knot that is tied with the expectation that it will last forever. D'hainu shedarko shiyashar kach li'olam. And it will last like this forever. The chanal, as we've already explained, in this situation, chayav chatos. That is the issa d'arais over here. Va'afilu ma'isa hedyot. And even if it's not a professional knot. So if any other person can tie this knot, it's not done by a professional, but it's supposed to last forever. So then this is an issa d'arais if you do this on Shabbos. Vim ein darko l'kasher rachlisman. But if it's a type of knot that you're tying for some period of time, but not for permanent period of time. So that is an issa d'rabbanan, potter of a loser. The domik tzas l'shokayama, it's a little bit comparable to a permanent knot because it's supposed to last for a while. And this is true of afilu imhu ma'isa hedyot, even if it's not a professional knot, this is the issur d'rabbanan according to this shita. Vim darko l'atiro b'yoso yom. However, if it's a type of knot that is just done for a few hours, a very short period of time, and you untie it normally that day, so then this opinion says mutl l'chatchila afilu hu ma'isa uman. Then you're allowed to do this on Shabbos l'chatchila, even if it's done professionally, but if the purpose is that it's to be only for a very short period of time and then it's going to be untied. So certainly if it's not a ma'isa uman, but even if it's a ma'is uman, this opinion says it's perfectly permissible l'chadchila. The ain shame kesher olav, it doesn't have the status of being a knot. A knot is, by definition, the type of knot that's forbidden to do on Shabbos is a kesher shol kayama. Now, the Mishnah Berurah adds, v'yesho, I mean, there is another opinion, the kol mi shedaruk l'hatir besoch shivas yomim, hevei kemo shedaruk l'hatir b'yos hayom. There's a much more lenient opinion that we'll see that says that the definition of a knot that's more of a permanent nature that be awesome in the Rabbanim is it has to be at least for 7 days. And if it's less than 7 days, then it's permissible to go and tie this knot on Shabbos. So with this little introduction, we've introduced a number of interesting ideas and shitos, and now the Mishnah Berurah says, "Meyato yivaru divrei mechaber v'rav al nochon." Now we'll be able to go and understand the mechaber and the Ramah much more easily. However, before we even begin the mechaber over here in Sifalot, let's look at a couple of Dirshu footnotes. Dirshu foot number one brings down. There's something unique about the Isser over here of Kshira on Shabbos that's different than all other Melachos. Well, all Melachos over here have to be something that's Kayama. If you do something that's not really a Kayam act, it's not going to sustain itself, so then you never Chayev. But Nissan Karlis Shlita brings down She'ein Shar HaMelachos Domus Melechas Kosher. All the other Melachos are different than tying. Because by all other Melachos, Ein Sorech Elo Shamaisa Mitzad Atzmo Yeh Bar Kayama. The act itself has to be a Bar Kayama, a permanent type of an act. However, by kosher, by tying, in addition to the fact that this act has to be a kesher bar kayama in and of itself, nevertheless, you also need afshiyase al das l'kaimo. It has to be done for a permanent intention. Velo al das latira, not done for a short period of time with the intention to go and tie it. And this is also the opinion of Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. And he says the reasoning behind this is as follows. It has to be over here done for a permanent nature. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal writes, by all other melachos, you're creating something over here. As opposed to by tying, you're just attaching two things together. So it has to be not only that you're doing it, but it also has to be done for somewhat of a permanent nature in order to be over the Isser. Dirshu foot number two therefore says, Mashmashim ain kosher liolim, if it's not a permanent knot. So afsha kosher is man ruba, even if you're tying it for a long period of time, it's not called a kesher shel kayoma. And this is brought down the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and therefore it would not be an issa deraisa, as opposed to the opinion of the Mogen Avram, who writes Shagam kesher omid liskayim lizman aruch nechshav kesher shel kayoma. So the Mogen Avram disagrees with that Shulchan Aruch Harav, and the Mogen Avram says that as long as it's made for a long-standing status, it should stay there for a long time, that's also a kesher shel kayoma, as opposed to it has to be permanent, according to Shulchan Aruch Harav. Now, furthermore, the footnote says, Hakosher beis chutim zelazef, you tie two threads together. V'darko lishanos mide pam es meikom akesher ayide harfioso v'hiduko b'mokom acher. But you're sometimes going to loosen or tighten this knot that you made. And the classical example, he says, a pair of tefillin that's normally in the shul that they lend out to people. So the knot is a permanent knot, but it's constantly being loosened or tightened depending on who's using it. So the opinion of Rav Nissan Karlis Shlita in this situation is that the loosening of such a knot doesn't remove it from its status of being a kesher shel kayoma. As long as the knot itself isn't taken out, it's just being loosened, that's still called a kesher shel kayoma. The issue for number three brings down a kosher kovas es hayisyachsuch lekesher rak bekesher stam. There's a certain requirement over here in order to be called the kesher shel kayoma that that's the intention of the person who's tying the knot, that he wants it to be a kesher kayoma. However, a kesher shederech ha'olam lasos lekayoma, but if it's always done this way, and he thinks that he's not doing this way, he's going to take it apart. So then the Bir Halacha, in the first Bir Halacha over here, Dibra Maskel HaKosher, says, She'ein mischashvim b'dayto. That doesn't count. V'akesher yichoshev kesher shel kayoma af shedayto latiro. Here you go by what the world does. If the world normally makes this as a permanent knot, so then even though this person says, I'm going to untie it, so then it's still called a permanent knot. And therefore, this has ramifications as well. If a person who doesn't have das, a katan or a shota, for example, that ties a kesher, so there's no das on their part to make it into a kesher shel kayama. So Rav Nissan Karlis Shlita says that's irrelevant. Shanira shedin hakesher ki kesher shel kayama in this situation as well. Because even though the katan or the shota doesn't have the ability to have das over here, this type of knot is a kesher shel kayama by definition. Later in the footnote, he also brings down that if you're tying your friend's garment or item and you make a permanent knot in it, so then since you don't have permission to it over here, the Marel Diskin Zatzal brings down Shein Zenechshav Kesher Shel Kayama, even though you made a Kesher Shel Kayama but you didn't have permission to go and make the Kesher Shel Kayama on his garment. Rav Nissen Karlu Shlita explains, it's not because of the rule Shein Odom Oser Dover Shein Ushalo. I can't go and be makdish your house. I don't have the right to do that. That's not the reasoning over here. Elu shekvias matzav habeged v'shem hakesher eni yichol leyosos eli yedei habalim. Says the definition of tying a knot has to be that you have the, quote, permission to tie the knot over here, or otherwise it's not called a kesher shokayama. Furthermore, if you tie a knot that normally is going to last for more than one day, but you're tying it on Shabbos now with the intention of being matir, to untie it on Erev, on Matzei Shabbos, so it should be a kesher sheino ben yomo, so then Rav Nissen Karlo Shlita says, sheina davatoli b'dayito ato. It doesn't go by your thoughts, it goes by what's normally done. Same idea. So for example, somebody that normally goes and makes a double knot on his shoes, so on Shabbos he says, I'll make a double knot on my shoes, but I'll intend to untie it when I take off my shoes, Matzei Shabbos, so then that doesn't count. It still would be usher over here, because that's the way it normally is done. The issue number 4 has another ramification of this discussion, and that is if you tie up a garbage bag, for example, which obviously it's a kesher that you're making on the garbage over here, you're never going to open it up again because you're throwing the bag in the garbage. So if Nissen Karlo Shlita says over here that this has the din of a kesher shel kayama, kiven shebepoel ein hu omri lios mutar liolam, even though it's not a type of knot that's normally a permanent knot, but here nobody's opening up your garbage. So when you throw it into the garbage dump, that's where it's going to stay forever. And this is also the opinion of Rav Yashiv. But others disagree. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, while he originally seemed to be of the opinion like Rav Nissen Karlitz and Rav Yashiv, but he then changed his mind. And besof, it's brought down that he was chozer. V'daito shedino shel hakosher al menas lahashlich es hakesher liyashpa, kidin hakosher kesher al menas latiro tosman kotzer. He says it has the same status as if you're going to untie something in a short period of time, even though it will never become untied, it has the halachic status of something that will be untied. And this is also the opinion of Dayan Weiss Zatzal in the Minchas Yitzchak. It says additional ramifications in terms of a laceration, which is being sewed up on Shabbos. So does that type of a knot that they're sewing up in the laceration have the status of being a permanent knot or not? It's going to be taken out in a couple of days. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal has brought down the Nishmas Avraham, says, Ein din kikesher shel kayama. It doesn't have the status of a permanent knot. Vein basiyoso isim haTorah, and it doesn't have the status of being an isur daraisa, and therefore, mutu laso solahati kesher zeh af l'chol shein bo sakana. You therefore have the right to do this even for a person that's not deathly ill. However, Rav Yashiv disagrees, and Rav Yashiv says it is a kesher shel kayama, and therefore can only be done for situations of pikuach nefoshos. With this somewhat long introduction, we now can begin Sif Aleph. The Mechaber writes, HaKosher Kesher Shel Kayama V'hu Maisi Uman Chayav. If a person, in fact, ties a permanent knot, and this is done in a professional manner, then you're Chayav. This is an Issur Deraisa. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Aleph explains, V'afil Lo Mihadik Shapir, even if you don't tie it very tightly. V'yochol Lahatiro Ba'achas Miyodov, and you can even untie it with one hand, nevertheless, this is an Issur Deraisa Chayav. Kivan, the lohiyeh nitar miyatzo, it won't come undone by itself, and therefore it is an issur deraisa to tie such a tie. What are examples of such a tie? Said Mechaber says kagon, kesher hagamolim, the knots that were used in tying certain ropes to camels. So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Beis, shenokvim lagomo b'chotmo, they would make some sort of a hole in the nose of the camel, and then the nosin bo tabash or ritzua, they would insert some sort of a circle, your rope, in through the nose, the koshin osa, and they would then tie it off. That's how they would be able to constantly have this in the nose of the animal, v'omed shom liolim, and it would never get untied. Ukishirosa l'kosher, now when you want to tie the camel to the railing, so then kosher ritzua arucha ba'osa tabas, you can tie another rope to this already existing rope that's knotted, and then you can tie this new rope that you have attached to the old circular rope in the camel's nose, you tie that to the post or whatever you're tying it to, and of course that can be untied if you wish. And when you untie the second rope, that's not a problem. It's the first rope that goes through the nose of the camel that you've tied off with a permanent knot, that's the kesher shel kayama that we're talking about. Likewise, the Mechaber continues and says, the various ties that the sailors would go use. This Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Gimel, Gamhu kimin tabash osin min ritzua benekiv shebrosha svina. It's very similar to the camel. You put some sort of a rope and tie it off. You insert it into a hole in the boat. The osa keshem is kaim tomit. And this rope is constantly tied. And when you want to attach the boat to the wharf, so you use this as the connection to go and tie the boat to the dock. Ukshirotz alatira matiratzuv anotla, and you just untie the second rope. Vosa kesher rishon shalatavas ukesher shatz aponim, and that first knot that you have that's connected to the boat at all times, that's called the kesher of the sailors. Mechaber continues. It says v'kishrei ritzuos milon minol v'sandol shekoshim horatzonim. And likewise, if you have over here various types of knots that you're going to lace together parts of the shoe that the leather workers, the shoemakers, would do b'shas asiyos when they're making the shoes or anything like this. Zochin kol kayotzi b'zeh. Any other similar type of a knot that is made for a permanent nature by these professionals. Mishmur explains the sivkot and dalit. Hainu akesha shekoshim b'soach haminol. Here we're talking about in the shoes. They have some sort of an internal kesher within the shoe, shlo tuchal ritzu lotze, so that the strings over here, the laces, cannot be undone, and this stays permanently. So in all of these situations, this is called done by a professional for a permanent status, and if you do this on Shabbos, you're chayev. However, the Mechaber says, "Aval kosher kesher shokayama ve'eno ma'isiyumim." But if this were to be done for a permanent nature, but it's not done in a professional way, it's not a professional knot, then it's potter aval also. Then it's only an isur dirabon. That is exactly what the Mishnah Berurah in his introduction explained is the stam opinion of the Mechaber over here, that it has to be a permanent nature, has to be done by a professional. That is an Isser D'Oraisa. However, the Ramah disagrees. Hagah, V'yesh Cholkim. The Ramah says there are those that disagree. This is the opinion of the Rosh and Rashi that we brought down, the Shari Poskim. Shasfirlu, they hold. The Kol Kesher Shokayama, a definition of a Kesher Shokayama is regardless of who makes it or how it's made, if it's made to be permanently done. Afilu Shel Hedjut, even if it's not done by a professional, it's not a professional knot. Chayavin Olav, that's an Issa Daraisa, and again, this is Rashi, the Rosh, the Rabbeinu Yuchum, the Tur, and others. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Hey, Hainu She'ein Darko Latir L'Olam, it's made for permanent nature. The Chanal, as we've already explained. But they as who plead on Mechaber, it argues with the Mechaber, Gam b'she'en osho kayama, in regards to the fact that even if it's not of a permanent nature, who might say hedjot, and it's not professionally done, v'hoya daito she'izkai makeshu ezman, if you want it to last for a significant amount of time. According to the Mechaber, mutur, or they as who potter of a losser, according to the Mechaber, it's perfectly heter gomer. But according to this, it's an issa derabonin. The domik tzas the kesher shokayama, because it's somewhat similar to a kesher shokayama that is supposed to last for a while. This is the two yesh omrim that Ramah is going to bring down that are essentially explaining over here the yesh chokim. So we'll see in a moment there are two yesh omrim that the Ramah will have. So the Mishnah Berurah continues over here and he says these two yesh omrim that the Ramah is going to bring, the ladei arishona, the first opinion over here is that kol kesher she'eino osu lahatir ba'oso yom atzmo mikre shel kayama b'miktzas v'osu l'chachila. The first yesh omrim, which we're going to learn in a moment, is telling us that the definition of something that is an isur d'rabbanon, because it's not permanent forever, and it's only permanent for a significant amount of time, says even one day is considered a significant amount of time. Uldeh Shnia, the second Yeshomim that we're going to bring down the Ramah, tells us that kol shematiro besoch shiva yomim lo mikri shokayama klal umotu lechachila. Here the definition of somewhat significant, somewhat permanent, is a knot that is made for more than 7 days. But any knot that's made for less than 7 days to last, that's not even considered potter of a loser, that's not also at all. So the V'yesh Cholkim over here that argues on the Mechaber will be broken down into two V'yesh Omrims. One is that this Issa D'Rabbanan for a knot has to be a knot lasting more than 24 hours to be Asamid D'Rabbanan, and the other opinion has to be a knot lasting more than 7 days. The issue foot number 5 tells us that we paskin over here, Lamaisa, based upon the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskul She'enam, that under B'mokum Tzorich, under extenuating circumstances, under a need, Yesh Lahokel, Shekol Shematiro, Toch Zayin Yomim, Lo Nikra Kesher Shokayama Klal, that one can rely upon the second Yesh Omen that we're going to learn, which is an easier, more lenient opinion that you can have up to 7 days for something to be considered, not even an Issa D'Rabbanan. However, he says, but you should really paskin over here, like the first opinion that says if it's going to last more than 24 hours, it's considered a knot that is also midrabbanan as a kesher that's like kayama. Now let's see the two v'yeshomers inside. The first v'yeshomer, the Ramah writes, v'yeshomer should call kesher she'en osu lahatir ba'osu yom atzmo, if the knot is not going to be intended to be undone that day, that's called mikre shel kayama. It's like a kesher shel kayama. This is brought down in the Kobo and Agos Maimonios. And the second, more lenient opinion, v'yesh makilin lomar, that says, the ad shivas yomim lo mikre shel kayama, that if it lasts for less than 7 days, it's not called a kesher shokayama like, and this is brought the name of the Tur and the Mordechai, and the Ramah tells us, v'ayin le'el simin shin yudalus, if you had where this is discussed further. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Vav explains. The first opinion in the Ramah that says you have 24 hours, Ela Lamacha, when it says tomorrow, it's considered the Kesher Shekayama. Avalam Osi Lahati Bilel Motzei Shabbos, Lo Mikrasho Kayama Kal Mutal Chachila. If you're tired on Shabbos for Motzei Shabbos, that's not called Kayama. Umiyu Im Kosher Bilel Shabbos Kodesh, Vosu Lahati Yom Shabbos Atzmo. If you're tired Friday afternoon and you're going untired Friday night, Akavag De'ein Mamish Be'osu Yom, Mikomokum Yesh Lomer Deshari. It's also permissible because it's less than 24 hours. That's called Biyomo, based upon the Prima Gadim. That concludes today's shiur.